After years of debate, state regulators have approved a water-sharing plan for the Suwannee and St. Johns River basins. But conservationists argue the deal doesn't do enough to protect Florida's natural resources. I'm Kate Payne. By 2035, the Suwannee and St. Johns River districts will run out of the water they can take without endangering the environment. That's why the two agencies have been working for years to develop a joint plan to manage the area's growing water needs. Under the deal, managers will use the same data and work together to find efficiencies and alternate water sources. But Bob Knight with the Florida Springs Institute says the plan doesn't do enough to curb water consumption by farms and utility companies.
First of all, put a moratorium on new consumptive use permits, all of them. Secondly, dial back the permits you have right now. It is on the verge of lunacy to give permits out to irrigate crops with the highest quality water we have in the state of Florida, which is our groundwater.
Water managers listened to scientists' concerns Tuesday, but say the collaboration is the best way to meet the needs of North Floridians and the environment. And after 4 years of deliberation, they're ready to move forward. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.